I'm joined on the phone today by Nathan Kestner, who is the Division of Ecological and Water Resources for the Northwest Region, right? Which includes Bemidji.
That's correct.
All right. Well, so glad to have you here with us, Nathan. The reason I wanted to chat with you today is about I've been hearing that, you know, due to Minnesota's severe drought and related issues, that as additional Enbridge water permits have been pulled, especially around the Red Lake River watershed. Am I getting that correct so far?
Yep, that's correct.
So what happened at the Red Lake River that prompted this decision?
So first, I think I'll start off just by explaining a little bit about the permits that Enbridge has from the DNR, and then we can get into some of the specifics about Red Lake. So Enbridge has two separate water appropriation permits that authorize water use from surface water. One of those permits is for dust control, and the other is for hydrostatic testing and horizontal directional drilling. So that's when you're drilling beneath a stream bed. These appropriations are subject to suspension or modification during periods of low flow, which we are experiencing in many areas across the state. The DNR has temporarily suspended surface water appropriations for some permittees, including Enbridge, in watersheds where low flow conditions meet certain triggers. And so these suspensions include Enbridge's water appropriations for dust control and the horizontal directional drilling. We call those HDDs, as well as hydrostatic line testing in some locations. So how do we know when? And I think this is getting more at your question. DNR has a stream gauge network across the entire state. That's a network that we have cooperatively with the USGS. It continuously monitors stream flows. And when those stream flows get down to a low flow, that triggers an actual suspension. And so what is that trigger? The trigger for the low flow that we use is something that's called the Q90. And what that Q90 is, it's when the stream discharge statistically was exceeded 90% of the time for the full period of record. And our records go back many decades. So as of July 15th, surface water permits within the Crow Wing, St. Louis River, Pine River, Mississippi, Grand Rapids watersheds, they've all been suspended due to low stream flow conditions. Now, more recently, as of July 28th, three surface sources of surface water within the Red Lake River watershed have been suspended due to those low flow stream conditions. So they hit that Q90 that I just explained.
Right. And so these would be, so what does that mean for Enbridge as they continue to work on this pipeline? Do they have to bring in water elsewhere for their directional drilling, or do they have to stop it entirely?
So Enbridge is still authorized to appropriate water from some other surface water sources that are not located within those watersheds experiencing those low stream flow conditions, or from sources that do not affect surface water.
So sources that do not affect surface water would be groundwater sources?
Yep. So that could be a groundwater source. It could also be a situation where there's a source that's been previously permitted and reusing that water. And so one example would be using water from a wastewater pond, and instead of applying that water to a nearby field, that water could be used as a source of water for Enbridge. So then they would be trucking that water in from other areas when those suspensions are hit.
All right. Is there, it doesn't look like the drought is anticipated to improve, as in get less droughty. do you think that there is a possibility that additional permits in other areas will be pulled, or is the project close enough to completion where it would be okay to continue on?
Well, my crystal ball doesn't show any rain in the near-term forecast, so the trend has been more watersheds hitting those low flow triggers that I explained. But that is something we're watching closely. And when and if those flows do come back up, you know, those suspensions would be lifted. And so I can't predict the future, but the trend has been towards more suspensions lately.
All right. Is there anything else about the DNR's permits for the Enbridge Pipeline 3 that you wanted to be sure to mention before I let you go today?
No, I think that covers it. I would say that if you want up-to-date information about which permits have been suspended, I would draw your attention to our DNR webpage. We actually have a Line 3 section, and there's a nice map on there that shows all the watersheds in Minnesota, and the ones shown in red are the ones where there's permits that have been suspended.
All right. I'll be sure to include a link on my story here, too. All right. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today, Nathan. I hope to hear from you again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks for your time.